Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 26. I'm going to read it from the English Standard Version. Read whatever version you have. We'll, as we share it, preach through it. I think all of our translations will mingle together in God's Word will be understood. Verse 21. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. Right. To the soul who seeks him. Amen. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We'll praise you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord upon this morning as we try to bring insight to you into the Word of God. I want to talk this morning about new mercy for the new year. I need some new mercy. Some fresh mercy for the new year. I can't make it through 2018, through 2019,
yes, sir.
On 2018 mercy.
Come on.
I used all 2018 mercy up.
Yes, sir.
So now I need some new mercy.
Amen.
If I'm going to make it through 2019, I have to have fresh delivery of mercy. Listen, the book of Lamentations, I'm going to give you a little context. The book of Lamentations, the word lamentation means a passionate crying out. That's the kind of crying out that you do, amen, and you get ugly with it.
Yes.
You don't care who hear you, coach. There's something so that so impacts your world, and that there's something that's so painful taking place in your world, you just have to cry out.
Yes, sir.
That what lamentation means, the cry. It is traditionally thought to be written by the prophet Jeremiah. And you can see why it is written like it is when you understand who Jeremiah was. Because Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. It was Jeremiah when he saw his And the children gather, he says, the children gather wood, and the fathers kindle fire, and the woman knead their dough, and to make cakes to be given to the queen of heaven, and to pour out a drink offering to the idol gods. In other words, what Jeremiah was saying, listen, the whole family is involved in idol worship. He saw the continued and unrepented involvement of Israel in idolatry. Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 9 and 1, all that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my people.
Yes,
sir. See, this took place, and this prophecy was occasioned in the year 586 B.C., and to most of us, we don't have a significance when we say the year 586 B.C. Unless you are a Bible student, you wouldn't realize how important 586 or what happened in 586 B.C. But I'm saying 586 B.C. was to Israel what 9/11 was to us. It was in 586 B.C. that Babylon came in and destroyed Israel, burned the temple down, tore the gates down, tore the walls down. People by the thousands laid in the streets, dying, wounded in battle. See, they, amen, didn't have food, didn't have anything, and Jeremiah was there, and he was looking all around him, hearing everybody crying out, children in the street. It was a bad and desperate and desolate situation.
Yes, sir.
They had been brought on because they refused to repent of their sin.
Yes.
And God brought discipline. Jeremiah looks around, and the situation was so bleak that parents were cannibalizing their own children.
Yes, yes.
Because they didn't have food to eat. Jeremiah looks at that situation.
Yes.
He writes these words found in Lamentation. 5 chapters of crying. Crying out because of the misery that's all around him. But in the midst of all of the lament, in the midst of the darkness, in the tragedy, in the misery and mayhem that's taken place, there is in these verses that are found in our text a ray of hope. There's light in the darkness. Because with everything that's going on around him, Jeremiah says, but this I call to mind. There's a, wait a minute. It's a bleak situation, but wait a minute. I remember something. Every once in a while, when you're going through, you got to remember. Hallelujah. You have. When the situation seems bleak and lousy and misery and mayhem is all around you, you have to remember what God has done for you previously. I wish I had a witness. Yeah, if it just so happens that 2019 get a little bumpy, get a little rough along the way, I want to tell you, amen, you just got to remember what the Lord has already brought you to.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Remember, remember. remember what God has done.
Yes.
He can bring light to that momentary darkness. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. I don't expect you to get with me on that. But I just want you to remember when the time comes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pastor said I'm going to meet a time like this in 2019. Time when things are going to get hard. Time when things are going to get difficult. But he told me to look back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Said if he done it before,
yes, sir,
he'll do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes you just got to speak that into your circumstance.
Yeah.
If he rocked me through before, he can bring me again. If he got me this job, he can give me another job. Hallelujah. If he healed me the last time, he can heal me this time. If he brought me through surgery the last time, he can bring me through this time. If he helped me pay my bills in 2018, he'll help me in 2019. If he did the company keeper in 2018, he'll be the company keeper. Because I remember what God can do, I got some hope. you can live without a whole lot of things, my brothers and sisters, but I want to tell you, it's hard to live without hope. I can live without a car, but it's hard to live without hope. I tell you, necessarily I can live without a house, but I can't live without hope. I got to have hope.
Yes, sir.
He said, I remember how good God had been to me before. And that gave me some hope, even in a situation that looked hopeless.
Yes, sir. Yes,
true.
What did you remember about in Jeremiah? Well, I remembered his mercy in that verse. But the Hebrew term is hesed. You got to, you really said it right, you have to almost spit on your neighbor. H-E-S-E-D, hesed. That's what he said in Hebrew. That had that accent, the tongue roll. And it means love and kindness. But it's not just the normal love and kindness. It's a love and kindness based upon covenant. And that's what God said. Jeremiah said, the reason why I have hope, because his mercy, his covenant, God has covenant with me to be loving and to be kind.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're in the midst of a dark situation. And you remember, wait a minute. God has covenant. I got a covenant that says he's going to love me and he's going to be kind.
My God.
Every day you wake up, I got a covenant with him. And he says that he's going to love me,
yes,
and he's going to be kind.
Yes.
Mercy is, listen, living loved in the new year.
All right.
New mercy says, I'm going to live loved,
yes, yes,
in the new year.
Mercy.
Every moment in this new year, one thing I'm certain about, I'm certain about, I don't care how bleak my situation looks, I'm certain about God loving me and being kind to me. Because it's a covenant thing. And when God makes a covenant, you can trust his word. Now listen to what I'm saying. There's two covenants that are somewhat clashing in our text. There's the Mosaic covenant. That's the law. You know, God gave Moses the law. And said, Moses, if you keep the law, you'll be blessed. If you don't keep the law, discipline, chastise, curse. Keep it, be blessed. Don't keep it, discipline, chastise, curse. That's what the Mosaic law said. So the Mosaic law, God had a part, we had a part. If we keep our part, we would be blessed. If we didn't keep our part, or Israel didn't keep their part, they would be cursed, chastised, disciplined. Well, Israel did not keep their part. That's why they found themselves now, their city overrun by Babylon, temple destroyed, gates torn down, city burned, death and destruction all around them, and those that were left were taken into exile in places like Babylon, such as Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego. That was God's chastising them because they broke the covenant that he gave them over. But wait a minute. There was another covenant that he gave to them. There was another covenant, amen, that he gave to Abraham. And Abraham, he said, Abraham, I'm gonna bless you. He didn't say nothing Abraham had to do now. He said, Abraham, I'm gonna bless you. I'm gonna make you great. I'm gonna make your name great. And through you, your seed is gonna be a blessing to the whole world. He didn't say for Abraham that Abraham didn't have to do anything. The covenant that he made with Abraham was an unconditional covenant.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. So you got a people, Abraham's descendants, that he said he was going to bless. But then you got these same people, the one that Moses said, if you mess up, you're going to get cursed.
All
right. It seems like these covenants are clashing. But this is the way it is. This is the thing that I like about it. Oh God, he said, I'm coming. So even though I got to keep what I told Moses, that as a nation, when y'all disobey me, you got to, amen, have the chastisement. You got to suffer the consequences of your disobedience. But look here. What it says. Somebody that has a New King James. Anybody got a New King James or King James? Read that. Verse 22 for me. Anybody got that? Anybody got that? Okay.
Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed.
Stop right there. That's all I need to do. In other words, he said, now, because you have broken the Mosaic, you have been disobedient, you've been worshiping idol God, I got to chastise, I got to discipline you. But because of what I promised Abraham, even though I'm going to discipline you, I'm going to chastise you, in the midst of chastising you, I'm going to bring some mercy. So you will have a hard time, but you won't be consumed. You won't be annihilated. You won't be totally destroyed. You will survive. You go through. You come out with some scars and bruises. But you're going to make it through. I'm going to restore you on the other side. Hallelujah. So even, listen, that's what blesses me. Because I told y'all before, I'm not a middle class sinner. Wasn't a middle class sinner. I didn't think I was good enough to just, hey, God, I'm good enough. You can just help me out a little bit. Oh, no, I need a whole lot of help. Amen. Because I had messed up a whole lot. And when you mess up a whole lot, you need a whole lot of God. And when I'm looking at God, says, I'm going to discipline you. But even though I'm going to discipline you for messing up, in the discipline, you still got my devotion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're in the midst of the discipline, but I'm going to still give you love and kindness.
Yes, sir.
When I'm disciplined. You bought yourself to this. You brought this mayhem on yourself. But even that, in the midst of the mayhem, I'm going to bring you some mercy. The consequences that you're going through is because of what you've done and the decisions that you made. But even in the midst of the consequences, I'm going to give you some compassion. And even though the law says you need to die, the law says you deserve the cross, but love says I'll give you the Christ. He'll pay the price of Calvary cross. You won't be destroyed. You won't be annihilated. Yes. You have some consequences. But I'll bring you through. Because I got a covenant with Abraham to give you love and kindness. Aren't you glad to give you love and kindness? Because I mess up. When I mess up, I don't want God just to destroy me, annihilate me. But I want to, Lord, work with me a little bit.
Work with me.
I know you got to whip me, but don't kill me. You whip me so you can do better the next time. Don't kill me, Lord. Don't take me out. Amen. Just whip me a little bit. Hey, put me on punishment. Hey, take some things away from me until I get my head straight. Amen.
Yeah.
But Lord, don't destroy me. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Because
y'all are trying to pray. I know y'all got this middle class silly stuff in. But oh, Lord, I just need His grace.
Yes.
Because I realize, sometimes in life, if you look at your life, especially think back over your life, amen. If God wasn't a merciful God, and God uncovered everything you have done. Oh, y'all. If God uncovered everything you done, you'd be destroyed. But God hadn't uncovered everything. Hallelujah. He didn't cover that. He covered you in order that He can keep you. Because if you'd uncovered everything you've done, you would be of no use to Him. But He said, I'm going to cover you. I ain't going to let everybody know everything you've done wrong. But I'm going to punish you, and I'm going to work with you till you get right.
Come on. Amen.
Because if you uncovered everything we've done, this church will be empty this morning.
Amen.
I know the pulpit will be empty. But God is a... He's a God of a second and third and fourth and 100 and 150 and 200, 1,000, 10,000 chances over and over again. You won't be consumed. But I'm going to keep loving you, and I'm going to keep being kind so I can walk. I can live the next year knowing He loves me. Because it's a covenant. You know, like when you go to marriage, it's sickness. Health and sickness and health. Rich or poor, better or worse. Now, really, we don't mean that. Really, we mean the better, but we don't really mean the worse. Really, we mean the health. We don't mean the sickness. We mean all the good stuff, amen. We just have to throw that other stuff in there because that's what they tell us to say. But God was serious about the covenant that He made with us. He said, I'm going to be loving and kind. So every day this year, I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, you can wake up knowing that you're loved by God. I may go through something, but I know I'm loved by God. That's enough to keep me. And so now, Let me share this with you. This is one of my favorite songs. I ain't got time to go through the whole song. But there's a popular Christian artist, Lauren Daigle. I don't know if you heard her song. Some of your younger people may have, but Lauren Daigle, amen, she sings a song called Loyal. And there's one verse I want to share out of a song that has to go with this idea. She says, listen carefully to me, when my world shakes, your love remains unshaken. So constant, so perfect, so unwavering. When my world falls, your love remains unfailing. So constant, so perfect, unwavering. So constant, so perfect, unwavering. That's God's love. Then she said to God, your love is, your love is, your love is loyal. Your love is, your love is, your love is loyal. More faithful than the rising sun. This grace for me, I can't outrun. Your love is loyal. More faithful than the rising sun. Grace you can't outrun. That's how God loves us. Because he has a covenant of love. That's why I'm going to be knowing I'm going to be loved. Now, I understand what David was talking about. He said, surely goodness. Ain't that what the Bible says? David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. He's talking about that loving kindness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He won't put me out of the house.
Come on.
Mercy, Father.
Yes.
The bad thing about it, the good thing about it is, sometimes when I'm supposed to be following him, I'm supposed to be a follower of Christ. I'm supposed to be following him. But even when I'm supposed to be following him and I'm not following, I can see it say, surely. Goodness.
My God.
Wait a minute, I'm not following him. But even when I'm too fickle to follow him, he said, even when you're too fickle to follow me, surely goodness, the goodness that I don't deserve, and mercy shall follow. He, his love will follow me even when I'm too fickle to follow him. He's faithful to me. Even when I'm faithful to him. When we are faithless, he remaineth faithful. Oh, Lord. I know. See, y'all don't feel it like I feel.
Because
y'all always been faithful, Bibles. Y'all always walk the way the Lord wants you to walk. Y'all always right behind him. But see, I done faulted in my following. And I've been fickle in my following. But even there, he still shows up.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm living in love. I look up, Lord, I don't deserve you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
The way I do it yesterday, I don't deserve it.
Yes, it's true.
I don't deserve it. But he still shows up. What kind of love is this? But not only, I said firstly, new mercy is living love in the new year. But keep on. Somebody read 23. Somebody, I want y'all to read that New King James. Because I can understand what the English standard. Most of y'all got King James and New King James, so read that. And then it's not that we don't misuse that. Read that next verse, verse 23. New King James, anybody got it?
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Say that one more time. Slow it down.
They are new.
New.
Every morning.
Great is thy
faithfulness.
faithfully. I told you, I got to get some new mercy.
Come on, come on.
I can't live on even yesterday's mercy. I use all, you know, Saturday. I use all Saturday's mercy up.
Come on, man.
All right.
Amen.
I need Sunday mercy now.
Yes,
if I wasn't for Sunday mercy stopping by, I wouldn't have woke up this morning. Because Saturday mercy don't come over the Sunday. He got to give you some new mercy on Sunday. And tomorrow, if I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to need new mercy. I'm going to need my Monday mercy.
Yes.
Every morning, you ought to wait for your mercy. Sometimes the reason why your messages do stuff you're not supposed to do is because you left without your mercy. You got to spend some time in the morning getting your mercy. Oh, wow. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. You got to spend some time every morning getting your mercy. You see, think about this. You remember the children of Israel when they was out in the wilderness? And when something happened every day to feed them, God sent some manna down. Monday, he gave you Monday manna. You could not, if you read that, you couldn't hold on. Say, you know, Monday manna, I'm going to save some for two. And you couldn't save it, it'll spoil. You got to wait for your Tuesday manna. And then Wednesday, you got to wait for your Wednesday manna. And then Thursday, you got to have Thursday manna. Now on Friday, he gave you a couple of days because of the Sabbath. And you can have it for Friday and Saturday. But that's the only day you can keep for the next day. But in order for them to have, listen here, in order for them to have the manna, they had to go out and pick it up. Y'all don't see it. The manna didn't jump in your basket. It didn't jump on your table or in your plate. If you wanted manna, if you wanted the blessings of God, you had to get up and go get the manna and bring it to the house. So I'm going to tell you, that's the same way it is with manna is the way it is with mercy. Amen. If I want mercy, I got to hang around God till he give me some mercy. Every morning, spend a little time hanging around till it give you some mercy. On your way to work, amen, just hang out with him in the car. Let him give you some mercy. You can't get no mercy listening to all the hip-hop stuff. Not if you want the kind of mercy I'm talking about. Hang out with him. He'll give you some mercy. Amen. He'll give you some mercy. Throw out the day. Amen. Every time you get a break, on your lunch break, take a little time. I need a little bit more mercy, Lord. Because they're getting on my nerves this morning. Can you give me a little bit more?
Come out.
I need some evening mercy.
Yeah.
Amen. And then if you got to go home to a difficult house, on your way home, say, Lord, I'm going home to a difficult house. Can you give me some mercy for what I'm going to run into when I open the door? I had to throw that in. Somebody might need that.
Jesus. Mercy.
Because when I open the door, I may not get love in
time.
But I'm getting it. I may not get it from the people on the other side of the door, but if I can get it from you before I get in the door.
Yes,
if you'll fill me up, I can make it. Because they may not fill me up, but if you fill me up before I walk in the door, then I don't have to worry about being filled. I can just be filling to others. I don't have to worry about being encouraged. I can encourage others. I don't have to worry about being ministered to. I can minister to others because you filled me up. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I don't think y'all get this. This thing. So I need new, fresh mercy throughout the day. Now listen here. Thomas Old Chisholm dreamed being in the ministry. Dreamed of being in the ministry. Something was on his heart. He just wanted to preach God's word. And he got ordained. And for 1 year, he spent 1 year in the ministry. Then he got sick and had some health issues. And he had to retire. Began to sell insurance because of his health condition. He couldn't do anything really to make any substantial money. Because he had health conditions. So he couldn't really make a lot. But one thing he could do, he was a poet. He wrote over 1,200 poems. 800 of them were published. One thing about his poem, he always tried to incorporate as much scripture as possible. Thomas Chisholm. And now listen, one of his poems that was set to music says in it, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be." And then this is the part y'all know. "Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All in all I have needed, thy hand have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." Let me tell you about the faithfulness. Chisholm said, "Pardon for sin and peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for the day and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness." See, being sick and not being able to care for himself, he realized why he was able to make it, because God showed up every day. And that's the second point I've been trying to make to you. On the second point I didn't tell you about it. But he said, amen, if you got new mercy, then you got the resources required. You know what I'm saying? All I have needed, thy hands have provided. If you got new mercy, you got the resources that will be required. I know the government is shut down. We don't know how long we're going to be shut down. Hopefully that government shut down don't hurt my income tax will come. But if it does, all I have needed, thy hand have provided. Because I know something ain't shut down. The windows of hell. They can shut the government down. But not even Trump himself can shut the windows of heaven down. Now, heaven said, "Open up the windows of heaven." Hallelujah. Pour your out blessings. Amen. I don't care even when the stock market falls. Amen. It don't hurt God. For he said, "My God shall supply all your needs." Not by the stock market, not by Dow Jones, but by his riches in heaven. In heaven, stock has never dropped. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Can I get a witness in here? Oh, hallelujah. You can be without a job, but instead you can trust that. All I have needed, thy hands faithful, and I got a God that's faithful. He's able to give me everything, even when your truck ain't faithful, Brother Faithful. Oh, praise His faithful. All I have needed, thy hands have provided, even when your health is not faithful. All I have needed. I don't know how He provided. Hallelujah. I don't know how He provided, but He provides. Oh, I wish I had a witness. Is there anybody here that know God provides? Is there anybody here that can say with Jesus, all I have needed, thy hands have provided? Hallelujah. Woo, I wish I had a witness in here. I know for myself all I need. Thank you. He provided. He's a mighty good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I know He will. I know He will. I know He will if you're trusting. Listen. Listen here. Listen here. Because y'all get me all excited. And y'all going to make me miss something. But see, even when I'm, you know, when the children of Israel were out there, when I talk about, not only did they get manna, but they had a pillar, a cloud by day.
Yes,
God was the evil vessel, and a pillar of fire by night.
Yeah.
But not only did that, when they got, amen, when the snakes bit them, God had a plan.
Yes.
And they rose up. Amen. The brass of serpent that look upon Him, you can be healed.
Yeah.
And then God said, amen. You know they was in there with Him for 40 years.
Right.
And it said they walked around in the same sandals.
Right. Right.
They had the same shoes on.
Right.
For 40 years. You know if you wear, I don't care how much you pay for your jaws or whatever they are.
Right.
If you wear them jaws 40 years,
right,
they're going to be worn out.
Right.
Oh, y'all don't have no witnesses in here.
Yeah.
Amen. Whatever, how good your shoes are in 40 years, but they walk around the same shoes, 40, and they didn't wear. And they had the same clothes on. And the clothes didn't wear. Don't you know God will take care of you?
Yes, sir.
Run down manna, gave them water in the wilderness for 40 years. Even when He's talking about the promised land, they say, God, we can't go because You're not powerful enough to make this thing happen. Now, most of us are like, well, okay, if you don't trust me, I'll just cut you out. But God did not cut. Because even in His discipline, He's still devoted to love.
Yes, sir.
My God.
Oh, thank You, Lord.
Thank You.
Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Even when Israel won all they should be, they could still say He Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my banner. And He reigns in victory. They can still say, amen, He Jehovah, our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. They can still say, He Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. They can still say, He Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. They can still say, He Jehovah Shalom. Shallow, He is our peace. Amen. He is Jehovah Tisikanu, our righteousness. He gave us His righteousness. And He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will. All I have needed.
Yes. Come on now. Come on.
Thy hands. You don't have to live check to check to check when you're living from His hands. I'm living from God's hands. Right? Amen. Because sometimes when the check don't come, His hands. Oh, hallelujah. Don't worry about the check. You just get long as He's everything I need. Not just finances, but His hands. I told you when I was coming up in my, we didn't have no money for insurance.
Yeah.
We didn't have no money, you know, to get some spam.
Come on. Come on,
amen. Amen. You get some spam, and with that government cheese, you put that together.
Come on. Amen.
Oh, they're like that. whenever somebody got sick, amen, we didn't have to call my mama to call on Jehovah Care, because she knows Jehovah Care.
Yeah.
She just cried out and prayed to Jehovah.
Yeah.
She prayed, rub, and prayed. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Seems like this lady, I know my sister passed out one day. We didn't have a good call on ambulance.
Yeah.
I don't know. She just got down there on the floor with her, got her all out.
Come on,
hallelujah. And you get a rubber down in that oil and rub and pray. Oh, Lord. You know when you know how you pray. Oh, Lord. I know you come to. She just prayed and rubbed and rubbed and prayed and prayed and rubbed and rubbed and prayed. And rubbed and prayed and prayed and rubbed. I said, Mama, just go ahead and call him. It'll be all right. We'll sign. But she said, rubbed pretty soon. That sister that fell out, she came through. Amen. Back on her feet walking because we didn't have Obamacare, but we didn't have Jehovah Care. All I have means. Thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes, yes.
Unto me. I gotta close this thing, y'all. This thing getting too good to me. This thing getting too good to me. Every time I think about how good God be. So I'm trying to get you ready for this year. Hallelujah. See, I'm living love. But not only am I going to live love in the new year, amen. I got everything, my resources, whatever resources I require.
Yes.
All I have needed, he provided.
Yes.
Great is his, even when I'm not faithful, great is his faithfulness.
Yes,
but lastly, let me close. Got one more point here. When you look down, the Lord is my portion, says my soul.
Yes.
Therefore, I will hope in him.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is good to those who wait. I see that?
Yeah.
He's good to those that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him.
Yes.
It is good that one should wait quiet. I'm just going to wait on it.
Yeah, right.
See, but waiting means, I'm expecting God. I'm certain God is going to do something. But because I'm not God and he is, I'm not going to tell him what time to do. And I'm not going to tell him how to do it. I'm just going to wait. Because he's an all-time God. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. I'm just going to wait until he does. So I can't answer, well, Lord, I need you to do this by 12:30 tomorrow. No, I'm going to wait until God gets ready. Amen. And I'm not going to tell him how to do it. I'm just going to wait and see what he do. I'm saying, Lord, this is what I need. Now I'm going to wait. Now, sometimes when you wait, you got to really expect God to do something. Because sometimes he'll make you wait so long, you feel, well, I don't know. You'll be like Abraham. I'm getting close to 90.
Right.
Or I'm getting close to 100. And Sarah, she ain't too far from me. And you see everyone have a child?
No.
And this is way back. You know, this is way back before they got the stuff they got now. This is way back. And he's 100, amen. And then God said, see, the reason why I wanted you to wait, because Abraham, I wanted to you to exhaust all your human possibilities. And then when you exhaust every human possibility, and you know no way, no how it could have been by man, then when I show up, you will be saying, oh, God did it. And you will tell everybody who did it. Oh, Lord. Mary and Martha, I know y'all want me to come see about Lazarus, but I'm going to wait. Lord, did you hear about Lazarus, your friend, the one that you love?
Yeah,
no. He's already dead now, Lord, he's in town. But listen to what the Lord said, just show me where you're buried.
Yes,
sir. Yes. You know, there's some rabbis down here that say, amen, the spirit sailing around the body for 3 years. But Lazarus, I mean, for 3 days. But now, amen, Lazarus been there for 4 days. So there's no spirit, there's no way, there's no how Lazarus going to get back up. And then he said, show me where you're buried.
Yeah.
And then when I just talked to him, said, Lazarus, because somebody get up. Lazarus.
Woo!
And then when Lazarus rolled up, they knew it couldn't have been anybody but Jesus. Wait on him. He's trying to get you to a point where you exhaust all human possibility. So when the blessing comes, you'll know that God is real. And you may say, yes, God is real. I know he's real. Amen. Because I exhausted all human possibilities and then he came through.
Yes, sir.
Woo, hallelujah. Wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him. He's trying to do that. I don't know when he's coming, but I'm just waiting on him. That what I'm telling you, I know you've been waiting a long time. But I'm going to tell you, keep waiting. Don't put no time table on God. Don't tell him how to do it. Just wait. Just wait on him. Wait, wait. I got one more waiter that I want to talk about. Amen. He said, yeah, Job said, listen. Job said, I lost all. He said, Job, all you lost most of your family except for your wife. And she's talking like a foolish woman.
Yeah.
And then he said, won't you just curse God and die? Won't you just give up on God? But Job would wait. And Job said, the Lord give it. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. And the Lord take it away. Bless it. Be the name of the Lord. Is there anybody here? Sometime when you're waiting, you just gotta say, Lord, give it, and the Lord take it away. Bless it. Be the name of the Lord. And then the Lord, amen, allowed bodies and souls and sickness to come down on Job. And Job was in so much pain, he was just scratching himself with broken jaws and bottles. And then, but I hear that, Job, won't you just give up? And everybody telling Job, Job said, though he slay me, yet shall I trust him.
Yes,
sometimes when you're awake, you got to say, I'm going to still trust him. I don't care how the circumstances look. I'm still going to trust God.
Yeah.
Well, Job, why is you going to trust this God? And everything that you're going through, won't you just give up on your God? Turn your back on your God. God, and Job said, no. You don't understand. I'm going to wait until the change comes. I don't know when the change is coming, but I know the change is on the way. Somebody here this morning, I just stop by to tell you, the change is on the way. Till your change come. Because I know my Redeemer, he lives. He's alive. That's why I can wait on him.
Job
just kept on waiting. He just kept on waiting. He waited from chapter 1 to chapter 10. He just kept on waiting. He waited from chapter 10 to chapter 20. He just kept on waiting. He waited from chapter 20 to chapter 30. Job just kept on waiting. Around by chapter 35, if I would have been Job, I'd have just threw in the towel. Said, I'm tired of waiting. But Job waited from 30 to 40, and he kept on waiting. And God showed up. Said, Job, I heard you want to have a little talk with me. But I need to tell you, Job, were you there when I laid the foundation of the world? You don't know who you're talking to, Job. I'm still the one in charge. You can't call me. I gotta call you.
Yeah.
I can't work when you want me to come. You gotta wait on me.
Yeah.
And then in chapter 42.
Here
oh, hallelujah.
Here
I tell you, wait on me.
Yeah.
Chapter 42. That's what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get to 42.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But I gotta go through 10.
Yeah.
I gotta go through 15.
Yeah.
I gotta go through 25.
Yeah.
But if I can get to chapter 42,
yeah.
Chapter 42:5, he said, I heard about what folk
yeah.
were saying about you.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you for myself.
Yeah.
I didn't know how good you could be.
Yeah.
I didn't know how powerful you were.
Yeah.
But in 42:5, I saw it with my own eyes. Wait on him. Wait on him. He's worth waiting for. New mercy. about you. But I'm waiting on you. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep on waiting. I'm going to keep on waiting until the change comes. Hallelujah. I ain't worried about the circumstances. I know one of these old days, my change going to come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is a good God.
His
love. His love. His love. His mercy. New. New mercy.
Bless you,
Jesus.
Bless you, Father.
I don't know what the New Year holds.
Thank you, Lord.
I know. Always had it with me. I don't know what the New Year holds.
Jesus.
I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know who holds all my tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
And because he lives, I can praise tomorrow. Because he lives. All fear.
Okay.
I ain't worried about this.
Yeah.
They can keep the government closed down all year. Because I'm not living for the government. I got a God that's able to take me. Now, I want it over because of other people that may not know my God.
Yes, sir.
But God is a good.
Yes, yes.
I'm waiting on him.
Yes, sir.
So, God,
yes,
new mercy
means
I get to live love.
Yes, sir.
New mercy means. I got the required resources. And new mercy means you're worth the wait.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. He's worth the wait.
Amen.
Wait on it. Not in my time, but in your time.
Yes.
Not in my way,
my God.
But in your way. Yes. That's why Jeremiah was able to say, I don't want to think about it. I'm giving hope. His hope came back.
Yep.
My hope is built.
Yeah.
He said, he knows in that neighbor, the Lord is my portion.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Lord is, you know, I'm going to be close, this minute, something going to come. That old saying, song, Temptation saying. Y'all know it. My girl.
Yes, yes.
Said, I got sunshine.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
On the cloud.
Yes, sir.
When it's cold outside,
yeah, right.
I got a bunch of men.
Yeah.
What can make me feel? Come on now.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
That can make it my girl.
Yeah.
Now, my girl is a good girl.
Yeah.
My girl is an encouraging girl. My girl is a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
I'm glad God gave me my girl.
Yeah.
But really, if you really think about it, I can't, the reason why I'm able to go through the storm is not just because of my gift.
Jesus.
I appreciate that standing by my side when I go through the storm.
Right.
But when I really need somebody, my girl got a limitation. But my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. So it's my God. I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month away. You say, what can make me feel that way? My God, the God that created the heaven and earth. My God, what? Hallelujah.